150 years ago, the Confederate Army of West Tennessee attacked the Union Army of the Mississippi on October 3 and 4, 1862, seeking to gain control of the strategic rail yards at Corinth, Mississippi. When the Confederates retreated on the 4th, 4,838 of their 22,000 men were casualties. Many of the rebels were veterans of the war west of the Mississippi, and Arkansas units suffered 83 killed, 447 wounded, and 498 missing at Corinth. Among the wounded was a young second lieutenant from Company E, 16th Arkansas Infantry. James K. Berry of Carrollton would lose his right leg and spend time as a Union prisoner of war before coming home. After the war, he became a teacher, lawyer, and politician, and, in 1883, the 14th governor of Arkansas. To learn more about Arkansas history and the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, visit ArkansasCivilWar150.com. The Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. I'm Mark Crist.